So the 3.4 is for areas that have no zoning classification. And these zoning endorsements are available for residential, on residential land. So this is really meant for existing structures in areas where there are no zoning ordinances in place. And so that's the second new endorsement form that has come out. Finally, the 18.3, this is kind of a hybrid of the multiple tax parcel endorsement and single tax parcel endorsement. It continues to ensure that the land is taxed as a single tax parcel. But now, it's so exciting, guys, we get to put the tax parcel ID in the endorsement. I know you've been waiting for this, right?
Yes.
See, I knew it. I knew you had been waiting just waiting for this to come out. So this is now out. I will also mention to you that the Alta Forms Committee has new loan and owner's policies coming out. I'm told not till 2020, probably. Will they be maybe sooner, Jim? They'll be out. And there's some exciting new coverages in there if you're advising lenders in Alta states, including coverage for remote online notarization, which we heard about this morning. So let's come back to where we are now, which is Texas. There haven't really been any new forms adopted in the last year, but I wanted to talk about the T35. Because although this is a residential track, there's a really big confusion out there amongst lenders who are able to get the T35 in the residential context, which ensures gives environmental protection for liens that are filed in the public record or filed with the records of the clerk of the district court and not specifically shown in Exhibit B. So the lien's in the record, and it's not shown in Exhibit B, there'd be coverage under the T3 in the residential context. So because the T35 is there, you often get lenders that say, well, I want the T35.1. Well, this form was actually adopted, it was promulgated, effective January 3rd of 2014. But as of today, we have no rate from the Texas Department of Insurance. And title companies are prohibited from issuing any endorsement in Texas that doesn't have a premium rate set. So while we can issue the T35 in the residential context, we cannot issue the T35.1 in the commercial context. And that's something that you often have to explain to lenders that it's just a little bit different here in Texas. So, I'm going to kind of skip through this because this has been mentioned twice, and that's who has access to a TDI rate hearing. There's a number of other laws that were passed this session that have to do with title insurance. They touch on title insurance, and all of your underwriters are going to be putting out, if they haven't already, bulletins on that. So we're just going to go quickly past this particular law and go to what I know you all have been excited for, which is marijuana. Now, let me start out by saying marijuana is still illegal in Texas. That is why there's going to be no marijuana at the happy hour, okay? But Texas did pass in this last legislative session HB 1325. This allows Texas to set up a program that's akin to the federal program under the Texas Farm Act from 2018 that allows farmers to grow hemp as an industrial crop. It also expands the kind of hemp products that can be purchased legally in Texas. So this is what you need to remember. It's going to be your buzzword. Hemp-derived CBC under 0.3 THC. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Hemp-derived CBD under 0.3 THC is now legal in Texas. So I was going into Whole Foods 6 months ago. I was seeing all this hemp stuff coming up, you know, at the checkout, and I was saying to myself, how is this possible? Right? How is this stuff being legally sold in Texas? Well, I don't know. But it is now legal if it has, if it's under 0.3, if it has less than 0.3 THC, which is the active component in marijuana. Of course, in marijuana, the THC level is much higher than 0.3. So, lenders are actually, much like title companies, having a lot of discussion around hemp oil. What happens if, I mean, is hemp oil a reason to call a default under a loan? If not, you know, how far do we have to go? You know, if I've got tenants in a house that are producing hemp oil, do I need to evict them? What if the proceeds of being paid to me for the in the rent is derived from hemp or marijuana? These are all things that are being asked by lenders now across the country. And there still are risks, obviously, associated, right, with these types of transactions because marijuana is still illegal at the federal level, right? Now, there have been some movements at the federal level, including 46 marijuana-based bills before the current Congress to either legalize it or regulate it. I don't think any of those are going to pass. It's still a crime under federal law, and property is subject to forfeiture.